Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our study through the book of 1 Corinthians as we continue through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Look not every man on his own things, but every man also on the things of others. This is what Paul was saying about the wealth. Don't be concerned about yourself as much as you're concerned about others. Let me read a couple more verses. He gives examples about Jesus Christ when he says this: Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation and took upon him the form of a servant and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in the fashion of a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things under the earth. And we know that passage of Scripture. And the thought is here in this passage. It's the same thing he's saying in 1 Corinthians chapter number 10. We shouldn't be thinking of ourselves as much as we're thinking about others, because that's what Jesus Christ did for us. He left the glories of the Father. He humbled himself and he tabernacled among us. And he thought about us more than he thought about himself. Wow. We should never say, I don't care what other people think. Have you ever heard that, or have you ever said that? Well, I don't care what other people think. It's none of their business. Oh, yeah? Isn't it amazing when you read Bible how it throws out our little sayings and all that? Don't raise your hand, but how many's ever said that? I'll raise my hand. I really don't care what other people. It's none of their business what I do. Am I talking to the right people? Boy, that throws that out of... When he says this, once again, let no man seek his own, but every man another's wealth. Self-interest must never be our primary aim or goal in life. And most of the time it is. It's all about me and what I can get out of life. And how I can just kind of cruise through life. I'm going to turn my collar around. No, you turn your collar. I'm getting to the age of retirement. Why are y'all laughing? No, I know. I turned 65 this year. I can draw. I know I don't look it. I can draw Social Security. Who said, all right? All right. I think I'm going to draw Social Security. I think I am. All right. And I think, I know, I'm eligible for Medicare? Okay. So I'm thinking about these things, and you old folk, you know what I'm talking about. I'm tagging along right behind you. And so these things are coming in my mind. Are y'all following? I'm getting to retirement. Now, don't think I'm retiring. Don't get the wrong idea. But the thought is this: what about me and my retirement? My brother just passed away last night. 62 years old, my younger brother. My older brother passed away a couple years ago, and he wasn't much older than that. A couple years. He must have been 62, 63 when Elton passed. He probably was 64, about my age. I told you before, Lanier's don't live very long. However, I'm going to break that record. My dad was the oldest Lanier. I know this has nothing to do, but this has been going through my mind. I've been going to the hospital. I saw Ronnie yesterday at Brandon, and I knew time was short. He's my younger brother. And these things go, do y'all have any idea what I'm talking about? Yes. These things go through your mind. Wow. We don't think about death till it's there. And I got thinking on the way home, man, I probably won't see him again till this side of heaven, and won't now because he passed away last night. Daddy lived to be 78. Gail and them were watching. Uncle Dick, who would be his brother, didn't make it that long. Aunt Tud was his sister, didn't make it that long. I could go on and on. Aunt Judy didn't make it that long. My grandpa didn't make it. My grandma, I could go on and on. Daddy's grandpa lived to be 55. I look at these. I tell my boys, man, you better enjoy life. The DNA ain't very good. But I'm planning on living to be 100 years old. That's my plan. But God may have other plans. Again, I told you last week, because these things have been going through my mind, I'm not going to die until I'm dead. I'm going to live until I die. And I'm not going to focus on these things. I just beat cancer, praise the Lord. I don't know what's ahead of me. I have no idea. But all these things are going, Lord, what do you have in front of me? But I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. I'm going to keep going. Until the Lord does, he says, okay, you got to do this and this, or you fall. I said, all these things have been going through my mind in the past little while. And this verse, when I was studying it again this week, I thought about this. When it said, let no man seek his own. Oh, what about me? But think about, but other people's problems. Let me say this, and I got to move. I didn't even got out of the second verse. I got 11 verses to talk about this morning. Okay. I am going to make it. I promise. I want to get in chapter 11 next week. All right. I'm going to say this and move on. Okay. It's tough being a pastor, and I ain't asking for no pity party. Okay, it's tough being a pastor. Not everybody's cut out for it. Amen. That's why most pastors don't last 2-3 years. They don't make it. They either have to move on to another church, or they decide I can't handle. Doug can tell you. Danny can tell you. All the graduates, when we graduated from Bible college, how many are still in ministry? I won't say they weren't cut out for it because God called them. But evidently, a lot of them, are y'all following? I don't want, this ain't what it's all about. It's just, it wouldn't be a problem if people wasn't problems. I'm grateful for those texts. When people, and I've said this before, I love those texts. Say, preacher, I love you. I'm praying for you. I get these phone calls. I love those texts. But 90% of the time when I get a phone call or I get a text, it's something bad. You know, this or this or this or this. And it weighs on you. A pastor ain't worth a plug nickel if he doesn't care for his sheep. If his heart, if he doesn't weep when they weep, if he doesn't rejoice when they, are y'all following? And so when people weep, I weep with you. When my brother dies, I know when he died. It's, y'all following? And as a pastor, I cannot be concerned about just me. I have to be concerned about you-ins. Paul made this statement. I'm going to move on. Paul said, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord. And he said, I'm paraphrasing now. I'd much rather be with the Lord. Remember that? Ain't that what kind of what he said? Temple. I'd much rather be Lord. But it's much better for you if I hang around a little longer. That's kind of how I'm thinking, you know. I love y'all. I love my wife. I love my grandkids. But really, I'd be much better off with the Lord. That's what Paul said. Be absent from everybody's prayer to the Lord. And he said, I'd much rather be. Are y'all following? But I think in the present time, y'all would be much better off if God would keep me around here a while. This sounds stupid, but I think y'all need me. That's what I'm paraphrasing. That's what Paul was saying. He said, if it wasn't for that, man, I'd be ready to go to heaven, but I need to stick around. And again, that has to do with saying whether it's missionaries or anybody else, it goes along with anybody. We're not to seek our own. Let me repeat. We're not to seek our own, but another man's wealth. Their well-being, and that's what it's all about. That's why it's so tough. Again, being in ministry, I don't want you pity party. When you say you need to pray for your pastor, you need to pray for your pastor, okay? Now, let's go on. That's the alarm. She's going to pray for her pastor. That's what that is. Verse number 25. Now, he gets again to the crux of the problem about the meat. He is not being, what's the word, Doug, I'm looking for? Wishy-washy. He's not being, what's that, what starts with a C? Huh? No.
Yeah, you had to come to me when I see it. Not being not even controversial, not condescending. Let's just read it to come to me. Whatsoever is sold in the shambles, the word shambles here, we think of shambles as being, the shambles here is in the marketplace. I think of like public supermarket or somewhere in the meat market. Okay, whatever sold, or Max Meat or somewhere, Greens Market, whatever sold in the shambles, the meat market, that eat it.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious word. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.